Walkaholics. It turns out to be a good hike. There are less than 10 walkers this morning, but numbers will grow to over 25 as tourist season picks up. One of the most difficult tasks is learning names of the group, so I make myself crutches. Dean has a goatee, Dale has a ponytail, Charlie has sand flea bites, Eric smokes a cigar, John has big glasses and likes to tell jokes. Scotty brought his dog and is sometimes called Eric. Dino walks with a limp and has to ride a golf cart. Larry has a blue baseball cap. Rabbit looks like he just came out of Alice in Wonderland. Alice is a quiet guy with a mustache. This expedition, the pace is slow. You drink at your own speed. People talk about who is on the island, who's coming to the island, who left the island. There's discussion about a man who got himself stabbed to death, but it was ruled an accident officially. Unofficially, he slept with the wrong someone. There's talk about how cold it is in Canada, appointments to get Wi-Fi, prices paid to rent on the beach so you can get a good breeze and don't need air conditioning. Sports is covered. Politics is quickly dismissed as a fool's game, and your personal issues remain fair game, even if you don't bring them up. We leave at 11 in the morning and don't get back till 5 in the afternoon. We walk more than 2 miles, visit 4 bars, have lunch at 1, and all hands are safely accounted for. I'm going next Wednesday and will wear my official T-shirt. I don't have to read newspapers to learn news that counts in San Pedro Town.